Hello and good evening, everyone. Great to have you here. Merry Christmas. We had an awesome time. When we gather together like this on a Christmas Eve, it's to celebrate something. And we don't want it to get lost on us. You consider what we're doing right now even is sitting next to maybe likely friends and family. And we're worshiping a God who came, a God who came into this world. And like the video had so beautifully said, you who spoke the world had to learn how to talk. Have you guys ever thought about that before? Such an interesting concept, the incarnation and Jesus coming, God becoming one of us. That's what we're celebrating tonight and what we'll do tomorrow morning. What was his message when he did talk, though? Have you ever thought of it? You who spoke the world had to learn how to talk. What was his message? You who walked on water had to learn how to walk. Isn't that an interesting thought? Jesus learning how to do the things that we do, but it was for a reason, wasn't it? Such an incredible and beautiful reason. Who would he walk with? What did he come to earth to do but to walk with us? It went on to say, you are the king who set aside his glory. Philippians chapter 2 says it like this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. It went on, you are the author who entered into the story. It's Jesus. It's what we're celebrating tonight. Now, interestingly enough, I don't know if you would think of Philippians chapter 2 when you think about Christmas. Or Christmas Eve. But Christmas is in every way the gospel, isn't it? In every way, it's us stepping back. And even like tonight, we got to sing songs that talk about him coming to us. Isaiah says it like this, and then we'll look at Matthew. This is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. You've probably heard it. It says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Matthew quotes this scripture in chapter 1, verse 23. He says it like this. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they'll call his name Emmanuel. Matthew then saying this, which is translated, God with us. Consider and think what it means. God with us. You are the author who entered into the story. What an incredible God we serve. What an amazing God we get to worship even tonight to consider him and who he is. We take time, we've set aside Christmas Eve. We dress up real nice, or some of us, right? Two times a year, just to prove to you we can, okay? We were talking earlier we were all just chit-chatting. And Randall made the comment, because like these are the kinds of pants that I wear twice a year, and they get smaller when they're put into my closet. Something happens to the closet. I don't know if you guys have the same issue in your household, but like, why do they come out smaller? I don't understand it. But we do this because there's some significant event has taken place, you guys. One that's worthy of maybe getting dressed up a little bit for. One that's worthy of gathering together like this and sitting next to our family and having everybody here with us, because we're celebrating Jesus and what he's done. We're hopefully to be in awe of a God who came, who didn't leave us abandoned. He's done something incredible. The story, as you guys know, like this, this is how it was from the very beginning. God with man, that is. God's design The beauty of it. Think about it. Back in Genesis, God was with us, mankind. There was peace and wholeness. Harmony with God, God and man together. God's design was to be with us, to know us, and for us to know him. Genesis chapter 2 and 3 talks about how God would walk with Adam in the cool of the day, hanging out with him, relationship and fellowship. But all that changed with sin, right? But sin happened. Now, bear with me. This might not be a normal, I don't know if it is or not. I haven't done it before, but a Christmas Eve message. But stick with me for a second because Christmas is the gospel. Christmas is one of the most incredible displays when we get to remember the gospel. A lot of times you think about Easter, right? When you share the gospel with the resurrection, but Christmas is just as good. He had to come in order to be raised again, right? We'll get to that. But sin happened. Rebellion. Us going our own way, doing our own thing, every single one of us. And our own rebellion and sin led to brokenness. God's design, we fled from it because of our own thing. We want to do our own thing, that's me. But it leads to brokenness, where I try to experience things on my own. I try to fix that brokenness. My rebellion led to darkness. Some of you can relate to these things. My rebellion led to darkness, man. Not knowing what life was about, not knowing why I would go to bed, but like even today, you guys got to wake up who are in Christ, holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight because God came. We live our lives apart from Christ, trying to escape our brokenness. And just like a rubber band, we attempt it, it swings us back worse than before, whether it's morality, pleasure, to dull the pain, relationships, substances, all of our lives, it all leaves our lives further devastated. And there's so many of us in this room now who know that path. I walk the path, trying to fix this stuff on my own, trying to get out of brokenness on my own, but there was one who came. There's some good news to this story, isn't there? That we get to celebrate tonight. The good news is the gospel. That Jesus came down to us. It's Emmanuel. God is with us. And he willingly allowed himself to be crucified on a cross. And then 3 days later, what happened? He rose from the dead. He's conquered sin. It started with this though, didn't it? Him coming to earth, us celebrating what he's done, how good he is. He said, Jesus, the King of Kings, if we would turn from following our own ways, turn our back on our rebellion, turn our back on sin, and if we believe that he rose from the dead, he make him our king. He becomes the boss of our life, the one who rules. He'll redeem us. He'll redeem you. He'll make us brand new. No longer will I be defined by my past. But I'll be known as a son or a daughter of God, redeemed and set free because he came to be with us. He will redeem us. He will save us. He will be God with us, Emmanuel. It gets even better. Can you believe that? Not only will he save us, but he will enable us to recover what has been lost. And what is that? That relationship with God. Being whole and being made one. We can recover what was lost and we can pursue him and know him and enjoy him because he came. And we can enjoy his design. We can now walk with God because Jesus came. And we celebrate that even right now. We got to sing a bunch of songs about it, all of us together. He's so good to us. Are you still in brokenness and darkness? If you were to put yourself on one of those two circles, God's design or brokenness, where would you put yourself? And here's the beauty. If you're still in brokenness, then there's hope, isn't there? Even tonight, the Lord can save you. He asks that you would cry out to him, that you would turn from your way and make him the king. That you would believe that he rose from the dead and has conquered everything that would get in the way of you and him. No longer does death separate us. Death actually brings you to him now in Christ. Isn't that incredible? We celebrate it tonight, what Christ has done. coming and saving his people. If you're still in brokenness, turn to him. Cry out to a God who loves you and has saved you and has redeemed you, who came for you. And take it personally, because you should. He came for you and me and you also. Are you in God's design, though? That's the other one. And if that's where you're at, then guess what? You get to rejoice. You woke up holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. And here in a second, we're going to talk about being a light. And that's what we get to do now. Because he was. If we're in God's design, rejoice, man. It's good. Like, just for a moment, think about it like this. You get to wake up tomorrow at whatever time. And you come to church, obviously, right? You come to church, and then you'll go home and like open presents or something, or maybe you'll do that before 10. I don't know what you'll do before then. My wife's family got up at like 4:30 in the morning. It was awful. It was awful. Loved it because we got to be with them, but man, who gets up at 4:30 in the morning on Christmas Day? They love Christmas that much, man, I'm telling you. Married into a good family who loves Christmas. But you're going to wake up tomorrow in Christ because he came. And you're going to know him. You'll have been forgiven and free. What an awesome gift that is. Try unwrapping that. Try sticking that under a tree, man. It doesn't fit. That's how awesome it is. Jesus Christ came. That's a gift worth unwrapping, taking advantage of. God leaves it with you. We're going to finish with this. If you brought your Bible, open it up to John chapter 1. If you have a phone, then do that too. John chapter 1, this is Jesus being the light. Again, if you are in Christ, if you've been redeemed, if you can celebrate the beauty of God coming and being Emmanuel, then he's shown into our hearts. No longer am I stuck in darkness. And we're going to read about the man, the God who did that. John chapter 1:1-5, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Reminds me of the video when it says, you who spoke the world had to learn how to talk. It's astounding. Just to picture it and who God is and what he became as man. Nothing was made that was made but through him. Verse 4, it says that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jesus came and shone light so we could see where to go. Verse 14 says it like this. This is what we celebrate Christmas Day. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1:1-5 and verse 14 are some of the best Christmas verses you could ever have. It's actually when he came, excuse me. It's kind of like the background of it all. The serenity of what happens there in the manger with the shepherds coming up, the backdrop is God invading a world that needed saved. He became flesh and dwelt among us. We're going to celebrate that tomorrow. We're going to go through the Christmas story, and at each part, we'll break it down really briefly and then have a time of worship. We're just going to go in and out of reading the Word and worship. It'll be pretty quick and fun service, but this is worth worshiping, isn't it? This is worth being in awe of. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Check out John chapter 8. Go to the right just a little bit. John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus explains this even further. Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. A promise is being given to those who are redeemed, that we will no longer walk in darkness, but will know him, will understand him. And then finally in John chapter 10, Sorry, John chapter 12, verse 46. He says it like this. This is Jesus. He says, I've come as a light into the world. And notice what he says. And whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. That's a promise, isn't it? When I drive home, I won't be in darkness. When I go to bed tonight, I won't be in darkness. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I won't be in darkness. I've been redeemed. God came and has saved. Celebrate it. That every single person would have the opportunity to say the same exact thing. We can walk with God again because of Jesus. He came. We're no longer in darkness. I want to close up the service like this. You guys can go ahead and start coming up. We're going to light some candles. And they're symbolic, you could say. A couple things. Don't burn people. Bear that in mind. Those of you who have kids, like, don't let them do what they want to do. And like, wave it all around. Some of you have hairspray. Be really careful, because that would be quite a Christmas Eve service. So you have to just be really careful. You guys know lighting these candles, man, this is a symbol of what Christ has done. When you see them, think of it. I'll read two scriptures, then we're going to worship. At the end, I'll come up and read one more. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are his own special people. Well, why is that? That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And that's so sweet. He's called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. You were once in darkness, but you're not anymore. Why? Because Jesus came. Emmanuel, God is with us. The light is symbolic of that, but check it out. It goes even deeper. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul says it like this. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. He says, walk as children of the light. Think about what it means to bear a witness of what Christ has done. That I can shine because he came. And as we sing these songs, meditate on what he's done, and then we'll finish up with another scripture. But let me pray before we do. Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done. For those who don't know you, we cry out, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would draw them to you. They would want you and they would desire you. They would be in awe of a God who pursues and chases, who does everything possible that you would redeem us. We thank you for that. Lord, would you make us in awe of you? Blown away by your majesty, your grace and your mercy and your truth that you came, you died, you rose again, and you've saved us from our sin. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Would you meet us here now? As we worship and sing these songs, we pray in Jesus' name, amen.